Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And I want to share with you a couple of emails that I got from you. I absolutely love my Healthy American audience. I feel so lucky here that I have the best audience on YouTube because you're smart, you're savvy, you're sophisticated, you're supportive, you're a little bit snarky as well when time calls for it. But I have an entire playlist for you about RFK Jr. I am not in a position to support one candidate over another. Some of you have asked me to interview different candidates on this channel. It's not something I'm going to do. What I will do is help you apply critical thinking skills so that you can read between the lies for yourself. It's not helpful for me to do all the fishing, so to speak. I want you to do the fishing, and I'll teach you how to fish. And that's what we do on this channel, is hone our skills of critical thinking. And so RFK Jr. and his campaign was such a perfect example of reading between the lies, because he established himself as a leader in the freedom movement in terms of helping, well, how can I put this delicately? He presented himself as one who was anti-cocktail. But when you actually listen to the very words that he said that he is not anti-cocktail at all. In fact, he is in favor of more safety testing. And so I want to share with you this email exchange of the growth and development of ideas. And there are about three or four emails that I want to read to you. And I really appreciate, again, the audience and the Healthy Americans giving it some thought. Now, there were several people that sent me hate mail, unsubscribed, you know, told me to go pound sand. And all I can do is pray for them, wish them well, send them on their way, because they have to come to the reality on their own. However, if you want to dig into my research on RFK Jr., I have a whole playlist. And what I did is I simply shared with you snippets of RFK saying in his very own words that he is actually pro-jab. And he, in fact, is pro-safety testing for the jab, especially for childhood cocktails. Now, this is concerning to me because that means they have to be tested on children. And why should children be the guinea pigs? I have no problem whatsoever if an adult wants to go and partake in a clinical trial or be injected with all sorts of cocktails or take products that haven't been fully tested or even fully tested. That is an adult choice to make. But for children to be used by their parents for money, because money is involved in these safety testing protocols, like, that really rubs me the wrong way. I want to know who these parents are that offered up their children as a sacrifice so that the FDA and the CDC and the WHO, who, by the way, who we should follow and listen to and not dispute at all, because that would go against YouTube community guidelines. So they have determined that these cocktails are safe for 6 months and older. That means that 6-month-old newborn babies, basically, were offered up by their parents in exchange for money. How do you like them apples? And RFK Jr. is in favor of that. In fact, he wants to expand that. So, you know, that rubs me the wrong way. Now, don't take my word for it. I want you to go to his website, and the website, and I'm not going to do it again because I've done it many times, and you can see in the previous videos, but his website is all about cocktail safety. And it's an oxymoron, because poison can never be safe. So you can test all the poison you want on all the unsuspecting children and animals, only to have the same conclusion that, poison is not safe. I'll just put it that way. So I just wanted to help people have facts and evidence when they were making their decision on who to support. Now, there were plenty of people that replied to me and said, you know what, Peggy, you're right. He did say that. And here's what people said. Well, he said it because that's what people want to hear. I'm like, well, if that's who you're going to vote for based on saying things, because that's what people want to hear, good luck with that. And then they said, well, he doesn't really, kind of goes along the same lines. He doesn't really believe it. He's just saying that. Well, in my book, that's called a liar. So if that's who you want to vote for, that would be in line with all the previous presidents we've had. So go for it. The other thing people said was, well, that was really old. That was a long time ago. And in fact, it wasn't old and it wasn't a long time ago. On many of the interviews that he has done in the recent months, weeks, and days, if he is asked about that specifically, he will tell you that he had all of his children become human pincushions. Proudly said, oh yeah, all of them are human pincushions. So he stands on the ground that they just aren't safe enough. They haven't been tested enough. And there's another fellow who you probably know, Steve Kirsch, and many of you support him, I know, because you send me emails from his Substack. He actually has a website called the Pincushion, the Cocktail Safety Research Council. And he wants you to donate to that as well. I'll just let that one hang there for a while. So yeah, no, I am not in favor of safety testing on children and safety testing on poison. In fact, you know what? I will go as far as to say, I'm 100% against it. That's where I'm going to go with that. So many of you said, you know what, Peggy, I'm willing to overlook that because he is kind of the best of the worst. And the other thing that I pointed out that many of you, not you that are still here, but those that kind of picked up their toys and went home, they didn't like that I reminded them of the fact that, well, he's always pointing to what he calls his DNA, the Kennedy DNA. And, you know, I think he has done a great deal in creating awareness for people to begin to question what's going on. I will give him that. That's absolutely true. Many people have started to look at this more carefully, but where I'm troubled, and I'm going to get to the Kennedy DNA in just a moment, what troubles me the most about this is that people trust him and will increase their trust so that if there is a time when he, in his own words, said, I don't believe we should be mandating, you know, that how much I love that word. I don't believe that we should be mandating these, I'm going to use the word medical interventions to unwilling Americans. All right, that rubbed me the wrong way as well, as if my authority over my body to decline any government required medical intervention is not enough. Like that rubbed me the wrong way. Like I was unwilling. No, I'm not unwilling. I'm actually smart and I'm standing up for myself and for my rights. So I wouldn't use the word unwilling. And maybe he was thinking, you know, off the top of his head, I understand. But the statement actually goes that he says, I am not in favor of forcing unwilling Americans to become human pincushions unless, now, you know that unless negates everything that came prior. So unless means except, it means but, it means if. And unless we know that these cocktails are, you know, safer than not, that they do more good than harm. So I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but I have the exact words on these videos. So that really rubbed me the wrong way. And that was in 2019. It was a couple of months before all of the shutdowns. And at this event, he was at an event where there were drawings of like college students with the, you know, mortarboard on their head, and they had what looked like band-aids or tape over their mouth. Yeah, that was troubling to me as well. But the biggest thing that troubles me, and I'll get to the Kennedy DNA and just with one more comment, the biggest thing that troubles me is where people will, rightly so, look at him as a prominent leader in the movement, but then it opens the door to kind of being bamboozled. So sort of falling hook, line, and sinker, if he says, you know what, we've done the safety testing, all of the safety testing that I've been fighting for on my website with your money and with Steve Kirsch and Del Bigtree, who, if you have ever watched his videos, he has a lot of this similar messaging, as does the head of the public health department in Florida, where he said, well, it's just that the cocktails were defective. That's why they didn't work. Well, whether they were defective or whether they work isn't the point. In fact, you can trot out a 100% guaranteed safety effectiveness. That has nothing to do with my rights. I still have a right of no consent to any government required or suggested or enforced medical manipulation with my body. That's the argument. And it's called a straw man argument, where you direct everybody over here, like look over here, while all of this is going on. So talking about safety testing, is the exact wrong thing, in my opinion. The message needs to be, let's repeal the 1986 Act, which was signed into law by Reagan and other things. I know there's people on both sides of the aisle in terms of supporting these past presidents. But when we go back to JFK, he was the one that signed into law. In fact, it was his idea to have government money going to states and local counties and school districts to pay for these cocktails. Kennedy is the one that signed that into law. And it was called the Cocktail Assistance Act. Why doesn't RFK ever mention that? Why doesn't he say, you know, with all the work that I do about keeping people healthy, and I'm skeptical about the ingredients and the safety and all of that, it's a shame that in my DNA, my uncle was the one that signed that into law. I've never heard him own that. I would respect him more if he owned it. And if he said, you know, that's a dark spot in our history. I think we should get rid of government funding for the cocktails, because that's a large part of why the schools do this and why they required it, because they get money out of your pocket and mine, stolen out of our paycheck every month and out of your Social Security. And that's where some of that money goes, is to the schools. And that's why they are so gung-ho on keeping the cocktail status going. So that troubles me about RFK Jr. Doesn't it trouble you? If you are a person that stands for health freedom and your right of no consent to the government requiring you to, I don't know, have a vasectomy, have a hysterectomy, donate a kidney, be injected, what do you think? I think that's not okay. And I am not in favor of someone who promotes that. So love him or hate him, those are the facts. And many of you have been writing to me saying, Peggy, you were right. You ruffled my feathers several months ago. You made me upset because I didn't like what you had to say. And I know, I get it. It's like shoot the messenger. I've had many people send me hate mail after I exposed the Vatican, for what they were doing with abortion and different kinds of operations on children to change their physical status. I'll put it that way. I have to be delicate here. And I got lots of hate mail when I called out Netanyahu because I said, if war is the answer, I have questions. And so I had a lot of hate mail on that one. And I got hate mail. So I got hate mail from the Catholics. I got hate mail from the Jews. I did not get hate mail from the Mormons or the Muslims. And that's really good. And I did not get hate mail. I got hate mail from the Protestants. Oh boy, they did not like me calling out Jack Hibbs for his complete lack of compassion, chuckling in the face of a slaughtering of innocents. Yeah, that didn't go over well with the Protestants, who somehow thought that, I don't know what that was about. But anyhow, yeah, so I've had lots of people sending me lots of hate mail. And you know what? I just did a video on my Living Swell channel on Monday saying, you know, I don't care what people think. I care what God thinks. And I care what I think. And I want to honor God in what I do. So I'm all about truth and reality and facts and evidence. And tomorrow I'm going to do a video for you called Which Side Am I On? And I want you to answer that question. It's going to be a rollicking ride tomorrow as we close out the week. So another thing about RFK is I've never seen him call for the repeal of the 1986 Act. I saw maybe it buried once on a checklist of things to do, but I would say educate people that they have a right of no consent to the government telling them what to do with their body. That is number one. So I would build my platform on that. And because he built his platform all around ingredients in the cocktails, that opens the door to getting safer ingredients. So when you talk about the ingredients, which is what Big Tree talks about, and everybody, all of them, all of the McCullough and Malone and all of them, they're like fixated on the ingredients. And it's like, I don't care if it contains Hershey's chocolate syrup. I'm never going to take it. And the argument is not whether they are safe or not. The argument is I have a right of no consent, period. That's the argument. And all of these straw men arguments, friends, you have got to be savvy enough to spot it. Now, I'm not saying that there's a big conspiracy by all of them getting together saying, we're going to bamboozle the American population and have them trust us. And then we're going to come out with a safe one. And then we'll give it our stamp of approval. I'm not saying that's down the road. I don't have any evidence for that, but I will say that it is the wrong argument. And you are being distracted from the issue at hand, which is your right of no consent. Repeat after me. I do not consent. I do not consent. I don't even like to use the word I do not comply, because compliance to me, like I'm really a stickler for words and language and definitions. Compliance to me gives an indication that like I should be doing it and I'm not going to. And that's not the case. I have a right of no consent and I do not consent, period. I don't care if there are a million safety tests. It doesn't matter and it should not matter to you either. I do want to say that I understand the argument. It's a valid argument for many of you who have said, Peggy, at least they're taking baby steps and helping the general population wake up to some of the dangers. And I agree with you. 100% I agree with you. And I also want to state that when someone wants to have you be swayed to their position, one technique is to feed you 99 truths and then slip in a lie. And the lie goes in. I'm not saying that these are lies, but the distraction or the redirection, or possibly just down the road, there will be a junior jab. Maybe it'll be named after him because his family has a history of that, including his uncle that he is always pointing to and, you know, saying what a great president he was. And I'll have to put him on my list of the worst, best presidents as well, specifically for that action. So all y'all out there in the back row that didn't get it yet, because I know you did, that is going to take more critical thinking. Having said that, I want to share these emails now, and I'm going to do so anonymously. And these are from my Healthy Americans who are telling me, Peggy, you were right about RFK. So this one, I want to give you a couple emails, and it's a healthy American that has been with me from the beginning. And as I say, I don't always personally get to see all of the emails, but this one did come my way. And I appreciate so much the emotional maturity that has gone on with this email exchange. She is not a person that just said, you know, on a comment, something, I'm out, you know, unsubscribe, whatever. She actually is like, Peggy, where are you coming from? I'm trying to understand because I really like RFK and I can't figure out why you're doing this. Like that's called a conversation, and it's actually called a mature conversation. And having conversations and having evidence to back up our position is also a sign of intelligence. And I do understand that there is a portion of the population that is just not going to get it. And I got to let them go. So here's an example of having a back and forth that was cordial and mature. And I thought it was great. So she wrote, Peggy, I've been giving a lot of thought to your question about why is RFK fixated on the safety testing? And I want to take it a level deeper because she was one of the ones that said, well, I don't think he really means that. I think he's just saying it to appease people. And then my response was, well, you want a candidate who's just going to say things that he doesn't believe in? She's like, well, actually, no, I don't really want to. And then she said, I don't think there should be any safety testing at all, ever. We know what healthy ingredients are. And then she said, I'll just use the phrase, pill pushers of all kinds are not safe ever, in my opinion. They all have long or short-term side effects. She goes on to saying, safety tests involve some living being. The lives of rats, mice, bunnies, and other animals are equally important. This is her opinion as humans. Why is this okay? If our products and our foods were healthy, there would be no need for any of this. She said, thank you for bringing this question, which led me deeper into the issue. The whole thing seems to be a hogwashing. I'll use that word. The pretense that any products in the medical merry-go-round, and I have to be careful. I'm going to put a little space here between what I'm saying so I don't get caught by the algorithm, are safe. She said, there's no need to know what level of a poison is safe. The answer is zero. To suggest otherwise is insulting our intelligence. This applies to food, cosmetics, cookware, shampoo, all of the cocktails, flame retardant, carpet paint, et cetera, et cetera. She said, the list goes on and on. As the world develops, I expect more and more people will begin to see this. I don't need safety testing to know that I don't want to bring those things into my life or into my body. We are all waking up. I look forward to these deeper discussions across the board. I hope I live long enough to see that. We are just opening the door. Thank you. I am getting goosebumps right now, and I want to applaud this lovely, healthy American for taking time to think, to not just react emotionally, to say, wow, I kind of was unsettled by what you wrote, but let me think about this a little more. And I wrote back and I said, I see your points. I share so many of them. And, you know, since it's the childhood cocktails that RFK Jr. is concerned about and that he wants testing on them, that means that the children would be tested on. I don't have all the answers, but I do have questions, and these questions are concerning to me. So that's what I said. I just don't want people to blindly follow anyone without questioning. I don't want you to blindly follow me without questioning. Everything you should dig deeper. There are probably videos I did years ago that I might have improved on now, the more that I learn and grow. I hope that we all are learning and growing, and it's not beneath me to admit that. So I really appreciate that. And then we need to hold these candidates' feet to the fire for what they actually are saying. And they're the ones that need to answer these questions. All right. So this is the same back and forth now. And okay, she sent me a few emails, but I want to read just the final one. And I got this a couple of days ago. And she said, "Hi, Peggy, this email is both an apology and a thank you for your clear discernment on so many issues. Thank you for being a clear voice for truth during these crazy times." Okay, she writes, "I want to say right up front that you were 100% right about RFK Jr. I'm sorry to be so long in writing to you. I left his campaign on October 7th, oh, that's an interesting date, isn't it? She said, following his disgusting statement of unconditional support for, you know what, friends, I need you to help me come up with a code word for the name of that location that starts with an I, because I'm not going to be able to say it anymore on this channel at all. I had to take down my videos related to that coverage and investigations that I've done on that. They are at peggyhall.tv. So that state, you're going to have to help me come up with a code word. I think you know what I'm talking about. It had to do with October 7. She said, "Whatever military actions they decided to take, end of story for me," she writes. "I went through a long grieving process about this." And you know what, friends? It is so true. It is grief. And one of the first reactions to grief is denial. And that's why I got the hate mail about the Vatican, the Catholic Church, no, not the Catholics, the Catholic Church and what they were doing. And Netanyahu, you know, not like the Jewish culture and religion, but the misguided leader, just like in California. Don't blame me for what Newsom is doing. And there is such a sense of shock and denial for people when they are faced. That's called cognitive dissonance. It's like there's a reality and there's something you believe and it doesn't match up. It literally is a discord. It is a wrong note on the piano. It's nails on the chalkboard. And you're like, oh no, I don't want to know that. I don't want to hear that. And I could talk about other topics that I haven't really mentioned yet, where people are like, you got to be kidding me when I mention things. And it's like, well, if you would open your mind to digging deeper and to considering some evidence rather than just ridiculing and disregarding what people have to say, like that is not a very mature way of responding. So I understand the anger as a part of grief. And there's a lot of grief. I mean, oh my gosh, I go through grieving every day. She goes on to say, and write, "I went through a long grieving process about this, which has led me to see many other things about RFK, which were red flags. And I don't need to go into here," she writes. "Suffice it to say, I had seen many of them already, but I dismissed them. I wanted to give them a chance." And she said, and she goes on to say, "Just today, I had to admit that his position on the cocktails is cowardly. And he is not who he portrays himself to be, as you, Peggy, saw all along. You were right!" Exclamation point. She said, "I also came upon this Substack article." Anyway, she said it's the backstory of the Cocktail Injury Act. And it also has questions about Big Tree. Now, so people are looking to RFK Jr. They're looking to Big Tree. They're looking to Trump. Understand that people are looking for someone to lead them out of the way. I don't know Del Big Tree. I've never met him personally. I've never been on a show. I doubt I ever will be. We don't see things eye to eye in many cases. And so my Healthy American goes on to write, I have to admit that I've had some concerns about Big Tree, especially when he became RFK Jr.'s main PR guy. Anyway, she says, I wanted to write this long overdue email to you, validating everything you have noticed. What I learned from all of this is that it's important to question everyone and everything. She says, I already knew this, but I realized that it's more difficult and even more important, she writes, when I have put someone on a pedestal. I am so touched by her honesty and emotional maturity and willingness to actually think through these things. I mean, this is incredible. This is worth all the hate mail that I got and all the unsubscribes that I got. It's like this one letter is going to keep me going. It helps me persevere. And she goes on to say two important lessons that I relearned. She said, number one, there are no saviors. Well, there's one, not in human flesh. And she said, politics is not the answer. She writes, I'm keenly aware that almost everyone in I can't read this part. I'll read part of it and I won't be able to read the whole thing. She said, I'm keenly aware that almost everyone in politics is controlled by the, I can't finish that sentence, either via blackmail or threat. Anyone who is allowed to be elected falls into that category. RFK Jr. is no exception. I feel extremely sad about that, but I feel good to have woken up. And then I just want to finish up. She says, thank you for all your great investigative journalism. I appreciate you. We the people are the answer, not any political leader. With love and gratitude. I am so just astonished by this letter. And I know that for probably everyone that writes me like this, there are probably many others that don't take time to write. So I know that she is speaking for many people. And that really encourages me to keep going. Because I will tell you, there are times when I'm like, why am I doing this? But why do I spend every waking moment researching for these videos? We are putting together these Substacks daily. And if you're not subscribed to Substack, it's free. And even if you don't want to read them, if you would subscribe, it would help me immensely. And if you could leave a little comment as to why you like the Substack, that also would help other people discover it. And if you do follow other Substacks, would you recommend mine to them? The reason I'm so focused on the Substack is I might go missing one day from this channel. And that's where you can find me. And I'm doing it because I care. In a way, it's sad to say, but like caring is sort of a burden. And having powers of discernment can also be a burden. You know, it's like sometimes I ask myself, why am I doing this? And then I get a letter like this. This is why I'm doing it, because I care. I care about this country. I care about my life. I care about your life. I care about freedom. But more importantly, the most important of all, my highest value in life, truth. Without truth, there is no freedom, which is why I do draw a hard and fast line between truth and deception. And why on this channel, most of my videos are about helping you read between the lies, helping you figure out the fakes, frauds, and phonies. All right. That's what I do, is expose the corruption. So that is something that is just in my nature. I have always been on the side of truth, of justice, not social justice, but on the side of truth. And I care about that. I care about the underdog. I care about fighting for what is right. And I, as one of my Healthy Americans wrote so eloquently, Peggy, you give us courage to stand by our conviction.